Now, one of the things that I personally can't understand is why more people don't wear face coverings or masks when they are out and about. And I know it's a great debate and a great discussion, and there'll be those of you who never want to wear a mask and who think only oddballs wear them, etc., etc. And there's conflicting information as to how beneficial they actually are. The one thing I believe is that if someone's wearing a mask, they are much less likely to spray you with droplets. But I wear one every day when I am out and about. I wear it all the time. Now, Angeline Murphy is from Fairmouth. She's in business in the community, which is also very handy on the sewing machine. And she's been on that hugely successful television programme, The Great British Sewing Bee. And as well as that, she's involved in an initiative where something like 20,000 face coverings are about to be produced as more and more of us get into the swing of wearing them. Angeline, do you wear one?
Hi, Frank. I do indeed. I do indeed wear one when I'm out and about and when, you know, social distancing can't be met. It's important that you have a face covering on, just as you had said, to protect others. It's sort of, if I wore it, I protect you. If you wore it, you protect me. But it's interesting that you say that people do look at you in Northern Ireland if you're wearing a face covering at the moment. But I think with time that notion will change and it will become the norm. If you had said, I suppose, 5 months ago that you wouldn't be able to stand 2 metres within your friends, you know, that would have been strange. So I think things are changing and it will become a norm very soon.
Yeah, people still laugh at me. People make comments. They can't go past them. They say, oh, you're going to rob me. You know, that sort of thing. They don't seem to have the confidence themselves to wear a mask. And I think in the near future, the vast majority of people, I can't say everyone, but the vast majority of people will be wearing them in a very similar way to their worn in the Far East. What's the initiative that you're involved in to ensure that there are plenty of them available, Angeline?
Yeah, so this initiative was actually set up by Patrick Grant, who is a judge on the Great British Sewing Bee, and he had contacted me about a month ago. He wants to start the initiative of the Big Community Sew, where he wants everyone with a sewing machine to stitch up face coverings for their community. And the idea behind it is that, number one, we're not sort of buying up all the disposable masks and the PPE masks that are needed for the front line, but also that we are protecting each other by wearing a cloth mask. So the initiative is we are aiming between myself, business in the community, and the post offices within Spar and Eurospar. We are going to aim to produce 20,000 face coverings for the vulnerable in the community. So when it does become more, people do want to wear them more, and when restrictions are eased as well, we'll start seeing messages coming out about more face coverings like we have. You know, in England, just recently, they're down in the south of Ireland as well. They have just made it compulsory to wear it on public transport. So I think it's more a matter of time, and we want to ensure that the vulnerable in the community are protected and feel protected as well, because it's the folk that are shielding at the moment that are going to be very nervous about stepping outside, you know, their door, and we're trying to make it as comfortable for them to get back to some sort of normality. And if we are raising awareness of these face coverings, and it is the community folk that is sewing them up for their community, then it will work. We'll work together as an initiative to raise awareness of the face coverings, but also to keep each other as safe as possible.
Yeah, we've got them made available to us through work, which is great. The head of masks in U105 is a young fella called James, and he keeps a very watchful eye on the masks. He doesn't allow them to go out willy nilly, and he almost salutes the mask as it's been handed over to the next person to be the deserving owner of one.
Yes.
Give me some advice, Angeline, on how to make a mask. You've been on this Great British Sewing Bee, which I want to talk to you about because it's such a popular program. But, you know, let's presume I have right here in front of me a non-used, never worn pair of Y fronts. Can I make a mask out of those?
I would say your Y fronts possibly could be made out of jersey, which is one of the fabrics that can be used to make a face mask. But I would say, Frank, if you're looking to make one, there is a website for the Big Community Sew.co.uk, and it has an array of videos, how-to videos, that will show you how to make face coverings, from something so simple to some of the more, I suppose, advanced face masks if you're a seasoned sewer. But it is possible that if you have just a needle and thread in the house, there is, I know Esme, which is one of the other judges on the Great British Sewing Bee, has pulled together a video on that website which shows you how to make a face covering just with two bits of fabric and a needle and thread. So all the dimensions, all the step-by-step instructions that you need is on the bigcommunitysew.co.uk website, and that'll show you how to simply pull together a face covering. I think the thing is, you know, we're saying anything is better than nothing. So, you know, try your best to ensure that you are wearing a face covering. So
I think they're going to sell like hotcakes too when people finally get their shops all properly open, and you've the really trendy ones. I know you can buy the football club ones for £3.25, but right. Someone who's making yes. good quality, really cool glitter, you know, ones with glitter, ones with stripes, something that has maybe a bit of reflector on it, little mm-hmm. mirrors. I just think they're a fashion statement mm-hmm. waiting to happen. There'll be people in pubs yeah. wearing masks because they look better in the mask than they do than if they take the mask off. It's the way of the future.
There could be a few dangerous relationships formed, and then when they take off the mask, they're like, I didn't sign up for this. no, very good. That's the thing. But I think you're right. People will be wanting now face coverings to match their top or their dress. I know some weddings as well. Some local designers like Shauna Fay and Rudy have been designing some really fancy face coverings, which is amazing for, you know, weddings and things that are going to go ahead but might require a face covering at some point. So I think, you know, we're talking about this now, Frank, and people are probably maybe listening going, will this really happen? But you better believe it, a month down the line, it will become the new norm, you know.
I have no doubt. We're on the same page with this. As for the Great British Sewing Bee, my wife loves it. My daughter loves it. That program has really taken off, hasn't it? When you see the skills of those people and what they can create, it is amazing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that skill exists right across the country, doesn't it?
It does, and it's a skill that I think lay dormant for a long time with a lot of people. I was involved as well with MI Scrubs, which was a massively popular sewing initiative as well, for producing scrubs for the front line too. And we had thousands of sewers as well stitching up scrubs. And some of these people hadn't taken their sewing machine out in decades, and lifted them out of the attic and started sewing. And it's a skill that hadn't been used for so long, but is so needed. And I think in times of great need, you actually begin to see the skills that are important and that we need to keep alive in the community. But shows certainly like the Great British Sewing Bee really make it more mainstream and popular. And I know certainly when I was on it as well, that even my male colleagues in work loved watching it and actually admitted that it's actually a really great show, you know, because there is an element of engineering to it as well. And I know my husband, he would dabble with the sewing machine as well. He calls himself an engineer of the cloth because he's an engineer by trade, but he enjoys that construction, measurement, and piecing things together element of it. And I think it's beautiful and very, very good for the mind and the mental health aspect of it as well, that, you know, you're taking something that's 2D and making it 3D, and you can walk down the street with pride that you've created this top or you've made your granddaughter this dress. And I think handmade gifts are just so special as well. So it's absolutely, yeah, sewing for me anyway is magical. And anyone that, you know, I have spoken to who so have such a great outlook as well in terms of what can be done. They have a can-do attitude as well. If you see a top in the shop, you know, you go, oh, I could make that, you know. So save yourself a fortune. And one thing for me as well is you never turn up to a wedding with the same dress as somebody else, which is a bonus.
That is a bonus. One final point, Angeline. How much pressure are you under when you're sewing and the lights are on, the camera's on, the commentator's watching you? How difficult is that on that program?
It's absolutely immense, the pressure that is on the sewing bee. I remember realizing very early on that you're mic'd all the time. So the first couple of weeks, if you made a mistake, you sort of went, oh no. And then next thing, there was three cameras over on you because the audio guys in the room had heard that you were under pressure. And of course, pressure makes TV gold. So as the weeks went on, if you made a mistake, you sort of kept it to yourself. So the cameras couldn't come over because it just makes it all the more pressurized and stressful as well. So it is, you're under a lot of pressure. So sewing at home, you know, can be a very joyful and pleasurable experience, but when you're sewing sometimes under pressure and under that time frame as well, it's absolutely crazy. And then, you know, they're making a TV show as well, so it's important that they get the bits they need. And you speak to the judges, so you're trying to speak to the judges and explain the process as well as pulling together a garment that is fit for the judging panel as well at the end. So you sort of line up to get shot down when you're presenting your garments at the end in front of Patrick and Esme. So that's always the nerve-wracking bit.
Yeah, understandable, nerve-wracking, because you're putting on your skill and showing off your style in so many ways. Angeline, thank you. Spar is opening up 18 locations, Spars and Eurospars, where you can pick up or drop off the masks. If you want to find out more, it's facebook.com/NIBigCommunitySew. That's facebook.com/NIBigCommunitySew. Great idea.